You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In a nutshell, it's about different experiences of racism in New Zealand. Our cast, who are all people who've used the services at the Auckland City Mission at some stage in their life, have devised it, and it's not necessarily their personal experiences, but it's things they've observed or perhaps experienced themselves, and then they've come up with the script based on those.
And where did the idea come about? How did this begin?
So with our shows, we always talk with the cast about what they want to do. So every time we start planning for a show, we sit down and have a big discussion about what are we going to do a show about this time. And during the discussion for this show, the topic of racism was brought up. Everyone, unfortunately, had lots of examples of things they'd experienced during their lives, and it seemed like it was something that people wanted to do a show about, and they wanted to talk about, and they wanted to share their experiences with it, with other people.
So what's the involvement of the Auckland City Mission?
So everyone who's in the company has used the services of the mission in some way, and we have support from the mission in terms of spaces we use for rehearsal. They provide dinner for all the cast after every rehearsal. We have support from their social workers and other staff members as well.
How long's the Hobson Street Theatre Company been going?
Since 2010.
You said you discuss with all of the members what sort of issues you tackle. Are the plays always generally about social, political issues?
Not necessarily, but often just because of the lives of the people in the group, they touch on those quite often. But we have done shows, we did one show that was set in a karaoke bar, and that was more just about what happens when you have a whole group of people who don't know each other in a karaoke bar, and the kind of stories and interactions that come out from that. But our last few shows have been about more social or political issues, I guess. So we did one broadly about gentrification. But our last show, Op Shop Dreams, was not really about any particular social issue, but it did touch on a few different ones as well. Yeah.
And it says in the release, with raw honesty and dark humour. What sort of dark humour have you got going?
It is probably not a surprise to anyone listening, but people use humour to get through pretty tough situations. So there's lots of comedy within our group and lots of really funny people, so it's really just using comedy or using laughter, I guess, as a way to look at serious issues rather than just sort of hammering people over the head with really serious things all the time.
What's the main message you're trying to get your audience to take away?
So we always ask our cast this as well. What do we want the audience to think or feel once they've left the theatre? And for them, it was really just about people having a better understanding of what it's like to be the victim of racism, I guess, or the different ways that racism can affect people and the wider community.
The connection between racism and homelessness, how is that explored?
Well, not super explicitly in the show, but anyone who has worked into the City Mission Drop-In Centre or any social service like that will immediately see that, unfortunately, the large majority of people using those services are people who are Māori or Pacific Islander, and it's really easy to see that, that's perhaps a result of more systematic racism or, you know, wider issues than just individual particular circumstances.
Homelessness is at a fairly terrible rate at the moment.
Yep.
Is there something within the play that you are trying to talk about in that sense, or are you trying to communicate politically?
I guess not really super directly in this show, but what all our shows do, and what the guys in the cast are always really keen to get across, is the fact that people who are experiencing homelessness are more than that. So they're not just they're people with interests and talents and skills and abilities that are beyond just the fact that they don't have anywhere to live at that point. Often we think about the homeless as this kind of group that we might not necessarily know anyone, or we don't think we know anyone in that situation. And I think it's really easy to think of the homeless, in quotation marks, as a kind of other, whereas what we're doing through this work is presenting another side of that group of people. And so that's the more political side of it, I guess.
How long have you guys been rehearsing?
So we have been making this show since about October last year. So the way that it works is that we sit down and talk about what we want to do. Then we do a whole lot of devising. So instead of having someone else write a script, all the words come from everyone in the cast. So it's their writing. We put that all together and throw things out, edit it, move things around, and then come up with the final script from there. So it's not about me or the other co-director, Bonnie Tupiwahu. It's not about us saying this is what you do. It's about us trying to shape the creations of everyone in the group.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.